Congratulate you on your appointment to guide the work of this second preparatory committee of the 2020 review conference of the NPT Treaty. You can count on the full support of my delegation for success in your work during the activities of this meeting. Mr. Chairperson, Peru has a long tradition of commitment to all multilateral efforts aimed at bringing about peace, disarmament, and the strengthening of international security. We support all initiatives which lead to general and complete disarmament, giving priority to the total elimination and prohibition of weapons of mass destruction. It is against this backdrop that Peru was one of the first states to sign the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. We did so as we are aware of the unsustainability of the status quo, and because of our belief that it was a moral imperative to heed the call of the international community for a world free of weapons of mass destruction. Even more so, inasmuch as this treaty does not compete with nor harm the disarmament regime nor the non-proliferation regime, quite the opposite, it complements and strengthens them. Mr. Chairperson, for Peru, the CTBT is an essential instrument within the international non-proliferation regime. Therefore, we would appeal for its universal accession and its swift entry into force. For this purpose, it's essential for all states mentioned in Annex 2 to sign and or ratify this instrument without further delay. We would also urge those states which are not yet a party to this treaty to refrain from carrying out nuclear tests, from creating or using new nuclear weapon technology, and from carrying out any act which violates the CTBT's purposes and goals. Mr. Chairperson, we would like to express our deep concern over the reaffirmation of the role and importance that certain states give to nuclear weapons in their national defense and security doctrines, which is incompatible with the objectives of the NPT and conflicts with the commitments undertaken in the action plan for nuclear disarmament of the 2010 NPT review conference. This new escalation of tensions which we are witnessing can mean that a new arms race will start, which would jeopardize mankind's survival and which might end up diverting the efforts which are aimed at achieving the 2030 objectives. We would call on all states parties to become aware of the catastrophic consequences of the use of nuclear weapons, which go beyond their national borders and which violate human rights and international humanitarian law. And they have serious repercussions for human survival, the environment, socioeconomic development, the world economy, food security, and health of current and future generations. Mr. Chairperson, Peru recognizes the value and contribution to peace and international security of the Treaty for the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons in Latin America and the Caribbean, the Treaty of Tlatelolco, and is proud to have to be part of the first densely populated nuclear weapons-free zone on our planet. We regret that it was not possible to celebrate in 2012 or to hold an international conference for the establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East in accordance with the agreement reached at the 2010 NPT review conference. My country is deeply convinced that the establishment of such a zone would be a momentous step towards the peace process in this region. Therefore, we would urge that what was agreed upon be carried out and that this conference be held as soon as possible. Mr. Chairperson, Peru believes that the implementation of the NPT must be approached in a joint and balanced way, taking into account its three pillars, disarmament, nuclear non-proliferation, and the peaceful use of nuclear energy. We support the International Agency for Atomic Energy, in particular its role in the verification and safeguards. We believe it is vital to strengthen the safeguards regime of this agency, and we hope that all states will accede to the additional protocol model, an instrument which must be updated and constantly strengthened. The peaceful use of nuclear energy is of prime interest for Peru, particularly the principle of international cooperation for the development of nuclear energy, inasmuch as it can be beneficial to cooperation We are benefiting from cooperation in various areas, such as medicine and agriculture. For this reason, we would urge that there be an increase in technical cooperation so that we can take maximum advantage of the potential of nuclear energy with civilian purposes. Mr. Chairperson, I would like to conclude by reaffirming Peru's commitment to the NPT objectives in the hope that we can achieve tangible and satisfactory results in the 2020 review conference. Thank you very much.
I thank the distinguished